it's just a rap thing. Are you ready to move with me? Just move with me. Move with me. Come on, come on. Get up and move with me. Just move with me. Move with me.
Get up on the floor.
Move with me. Just move with me. Move with me. Come on, come on. Get up and move with me. Just move with me. Move with me.
Get up on the floor.
Hello, people. We're back with episode 20. Oh, the sounds of struggle. I am Chris Parrish.
That's right. We now have sounds and stuff.
Yay! We're high-tech motherfuckers!
And we have a guy behind the booth who's working our sounds,
and his name is John Cena!
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. John Cena works our sounds.
We're kidding. It's really Sean Martin's. Actually, it's not.
No. We need to get him on here someday.
We really do. It's been a busy week.
Yes, it has.
We might as well just start right off the bat. Round one of the NHL playoffs, over and done with.
Yep.
Surprise!
Several.
Dare I say.
Several.
Yeah. Your team? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about all I can say about that. Yeah. They threw everything they had at them game one, and nothing went in, so they're like, you know what? Screw it. We'll try next year. That's the only answer I have.
If we had the sound clip to any movie, it would be Happy Gilmore, and it'd be like, well, better luck next year.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, not very disappointing.
Yes. And same with Minnesota. Yes.
But yeah, Minnesota, too. I expected them to win. I didn't expect them to be so kind of, that's right, we're restricted from an offensive standpoint.
Yep.
Jake Allen, wow.
Yeah, on fire.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Now it's him and Pekka Rinne, one-on-one.
It's going to be a goalie duel.
I mean, jeez. I mean, hopefully the defense come ready to play, because they're going to be tested out in that match.
Yeah.
And, the other two series, not exactly what we kind of predicted them.
Yeah. I mean, Calgary getting swept, it's, well.
We knew Calgary wasn't going to win. I expected them to put up a little bit of a fight, but, I mean.
No.
I guess I was wrong for thinking that Calgary actually had some heart.
Yeah. Hey, we're up 4-0. You know what we should do? We should lose. Yeah. At home!
So, did you hear about the gigantic fire in Alberta?
Nope.
No?
Yeah, it was on the golf course.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah. Flames everywhere!
That's funny.
Get it? Because, yeah, they're golfing.
Shots fired!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, the Oilers winning in six. I mean, I said five. I mean,
I think I said six.
If we don't count the 7-0 thumping.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's not like we could have
won. The one thing I am surprised about, though, is that the Sharks had guys like Joe Thornton with a torn MCL ACL still playing. Hurdle had a broken foot. Couture's face was all fucked to hell. Their team was beat up and they still managed to stay somewhat in it. I was a little impressed.
Yeah, you know what?
But it's not so much with the team, more of just hockey players in general just are insane.
Yeah, well, you know what? Nobody, screw them. Who cares? They're the Sharks. Suck it.
Fair enough.
This is a man sport. Leave your little wussy girly injuries at home.
Bazinga.
I mean, Carlson also had a, like...
Still does.
A fractured, like, MCL or something in his foot or something.
Fractured dick.
Yeah, like, two fractures in his foot, and he still won, just saying. And he's a gigantic bitch.
Yes.
Gigantic.
You know what he is?
Penis!
Yes, he's a penis. He is a Swedish penis.
It's a Swedish-made penis enlarger.
Exactly. Swedish-made suck machine.
So, yeah, now we see the Oilers and Ducks. What's your prediction for that series?
I'm honestly taking Ducks. I'm taking Oilers in 7. Sorry. My mistake.
See, I'm actually going to be taking the Oilers in 6, just because I do think the Oilers will get it done at home. I don't think they're going to lose many games at home.
Oh, I guess they don't have the advantage, do they?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
Home ice belongs to Anaheim. There's actually only three teams in the playoffs still that have home or home ice advantage over the Oilers, one being Anaheim. The other two is Washington, Pittsburgh, who play each other now. So we'll get to that in a sec. Yes, okay, so we both picked the Oilers.
Yeah.
Who do you pick in the Nashville-St. Louis?
I'm going Nashville. I just think they're top to bottom just too hot. St. Louis looks good, but their offense, a lot of their goals were kind of questionable bounces, and they kind of got lucky on a few. I don't think they're going to have the same luck. So I don't think they're going to be able to do it.
Yeah. So, yeah. I want St. Louis to win only because one, Parenko's a St. Albert boy, just like myself. Want to see him do well. Also, there's a lot of ex-Oilers on the team. Some of them like, some of them I don't care for. There's actually four. There's David Perron, Neil Yakupov, Kyle Brodziak.
And
Magnus Pajärvi.
Yeah, Pajärvi, yeah.
Who, he clinched the series.
You know what I said to all them?
Get fucked.
Yeah.
But also, the Fisher King, and he's called the Fisher King for a reason. Now, he's not only the captain of the Predators, he's also married to Carrie Underwood.
He is Mrs. Carrie Underwood, or yeah. Captain Carrie Underwood.
yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a little bit all right.
Yeah, he's you know what? He could be in the tag strip.
He could be.
I mean, as long as Carrie Underwood comes with him.
Well, yeah, we have to have a valet.
Yeah, I mean, it's more she's in it than him, but
he's vicariously in it.
He could come in too, as long as she's there, he's allowed.
Yes, agreed.
Also, he has good hair.
Is that a shot at me?
No, I'm just saying he has good hair.
Oh, fair enough.
I mean, no. What is a shot is if you were to have someone you want his.
Yeah, I guess
it's smooth. It's a delicacy.
He's just so smooth.
Yeah. So this brings us to the East. I mean, we saw the New York Rangers defeat the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
And suck it, Marcus Burke. Ha. Oilers advanced. Canadiens didn't. Lick it.
Lick all of it.
Yeah, that's what you get for getting Oilers defensemen. Yeah. Well, yeah. He's from the Maritimes and doesn't like
for,
the,
for them, it's...
Game over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my boy Nick Holden... represent, bring his team to the second round. I mean, a lot of other players helped out too, but,
yeah.
Nick, it's the things I showed you not to do back in the day that made you experienced enough to get your New York Rangers round two, so good on you.
Yes. Yeah. Power up.
Well, I mean, back in the day, we did have Nintendo, so.
There you go.
Everything makes sense in our own heads, people.
Exactly.
And then, no surprise, Pittsburgh Penguins beat Columbus. Just expect Columbus to have a little bit of pushback.
Was it five games, I think?
Yeah.
But you know what? The games weren't like blowouts. I just don't think they could keep up.
No, I mean, Pittsburgh just, set a pace that Columbus couldn't catch up to.
Yeah.
And they just, that's a team who I think is going to be dangerous because they knew when they had a team beat, they just put the foot down even harder on the accelerator.
Yeah.
They did not let up. They don't know when to let up, and to me, that's a dangerous sign. Their counterparts, they're facing, Washington Capitals, also expected to beat Toronto.
You know what?
But nobody. I don't think a lot of people expected Washington to have that much trouble.
I say also Toronto. As much as we don't like them, they put up a fight.
Well, we didn't mention that though. We didn't think it was going to be an easy series by any means. But I mean, at the same time, Toronto was a team that had nothing to lose.
Yeah,
they already felt that they won just by being in the playoffs, and everything else was bonus. I mean, those kids getting all that playoff experience right away—that's going to help them.
It's going to help them in the long run.
And the fact that they were able to contain Ovechkin, who we said if he wasn't a noticeable player, they weren't going to win.
And it's true.
It was honest. When Washington's best guys wanted to play, they won. And when they didn't want to play, they didn't win.
Yep.
So.
Yep, that's true.
And then we had Ottawa Senators beat Boston Bruins.
What the fuck?
That's that's pretty much how I thought that went.
And we can pretty much say, suck it, massive damage.
Yeah. Yeah, your team can join my team on the golf course, and you blow chunks as a human being.
Yeah, can't spell Bruins without ruins, and their chance.
Wow.
Yeah. What was that one off of?
I have no idea.
I've heard that one before. But yeah, so now we have the Rangers and the Ottawa Senators.
Yes.
Who do you take in that one?
I'm going Rangers.
Me too.
Yeah.
And Nick Holden, boom, MVP right there. no, I mean, to be honest, I think it's their experience. To me, I just don't think Ottawa is going to be able to... what's the right way here?
Not going to be able to keep up.
They're not going to be able to weather the whole storm. Like, they might be able to have a good spurt, so maybe win a first game. But I don't think on a 7-game series they're the better team.
Yeah, I agree.
And then you have Pittsburgh and Washington. And
this one's... See, I honestly want to say this is Washington's year, but I just don't know. Pittsburgh is just so hot.
I think Pittsburgh in this situation is Brock Turner. Washington is a chick by the dumpster.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
That really did.
No, but it's over before it started.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean.
So what you're saying for Washington, you're saying that it's... Okay, just checking.
Well, you know, if Washington was just checking, they might have a shot. That's what they got to do. There's a lot of young small forwards on Pittsburgh. They have to be the most physical team out on the ice.
Yeah,
that's the only way. They have to be able to wear down the players of Pittsburgh. And if they can't wear them down, if they can't get in their heads, they have no chance of winning this series.
It's so funny going into the playoffs. Everyone was like, oh, sorry. A lot of the experts were saying it's going to be Chicago versus Washington finals. Now they're all saying Pittsburgh's going to repeat.
Well, you know what? I will take Pittsburgh out of the East. I think they do have the best chance. I don't want them to, but I do think they will.
Yeah, the way I did it for second round in the pool I'm in, seeing as mine shot to hell in the first round, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do the mascot theory. You see look at the two mascots, and you take the one that would beat the other one up. Based on, like, you know, the animal kingdom or whatever it is, and that's who you pick. And because an eagle would eat the shit out of a penguin, I picked them. I'm probably going to regret that, but whatever.
It's not just an eagle, though. It's like basically Donald Trump now over a penguin.
He'll just fire, you know, America missiles. America!
Hey, Sidney Crosby, you're fired.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So basically, in that sense, we then would have Edmonton playing Nashville, and yes. And then we'd have Pittsburgh playing the Rangers,
or hopefully Washington. But yeah, either way, yes.
So I mean, now what would be your Stanley Cup final prediction? And who would be winning that?
Whoever wins the Washington Pittsburgh series, I think will go to the final. And then...
Well, we said Pittsburgh, so let's go Pittsburgh.
I said Washington. I'm not going to admit that I said Pittsburgh. To hell with that. And then from the West? If Nashville keeps playing this well, I don't know that.
I said it from day one. The team that very much bugs me the most is Nashville.
I think that Nashville's going to go to the finals this year.
I think Minnesota stylistically was a bad matchup, but Nashville gives me the most trouble. As an Oilers fan, so, however, you know, if the Oilers beat Anaheim, I do think they'll go to the finals and play Pittsburgh.
Well,
Crosby, McDavid, you're welcome, Bettman.
Yes, I totally agree.
I mean, no Olympics.
I'm Batman.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Thanks, bud.
What? I mean, there's no way you're Batman and I'm Robin.
Fuck you!
I was gonna say we're more like, you know, the Riddler and Two-Face.
Oh, Shotgun Riddler. Love that guy. Although with my face paint, I'd probably more likely be, you know, Two-Face, but point is, I like it.
Well, I mean, who's the Joker's buddy?
Harlequin?
No, but like
He kind of works alone.
No, but he had... Well, I guess he had Two-Face in the new Batman. Or the one of the little...
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he created Two-Face, but... yeah. It doesn't really work.
Yeah. So, anyway, so yeah. So that's kind of where we stand for the NHL playoffs right now.
Yeah.
Any other major hockey stories that you want to talk about?
There are several. So let's see what I have here. Assistant coach Mike Kitchen was fired from the Hawks. Eichel went on a little spiel about, you know, not liking playing for Bielsma. And...
So the Hawks get cooked and the Kitchen goes out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fire in the Kitchen and they just get rid of it. But so Eichel makes a comment about Bielsma and suddenly he and Murray are fired. And now if you look on Google, now Eichel is the owner, coach, and GM, so good for him. That's cool. John Stevens got hired to coach the Kings. I don't really know much about him, but...
Well, he was one of the associate coaches of the team, so I think that's not a bad move. I do think, personally, he's going to be on the watch. If he doesn't do a decent job right away, I don't expect him to stay. There's too many good candidates out there to just not take. Trent Green just got hired as the Vancouver Canucks coach.
Yep.
I love it when Vancouver makes bad mistakes. I think Trent Green will not be a great coach.
So. No, I agree. Yeah. The expansion draft is going to be part of the NHL draft.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I think it's an actual way to make people care.
Not the draft, the awards. NHL awards. Yeah. My bad.
I think this is going to be a time. This is going to be something where people want to see who is on the Vegas team, like which players are taken away.
Yeah.
And nobody, I don't think, cares that much about the awards all that much. So I think it's a way for people to actually watch the awards.
Speaking of which, should we go into the awards and?
Yeah, we might as well.
Might as well.
It's a segue.
Segue, hooray!
Yay!
Okay, so Selke finalists: Bergeron, Kessler, Koivu. Who wins?
Bergeron.
Vezina, Holpe, Price, Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky.
Calder, Matthews, Laine, Werenski.
Matthews.
Norris, Burns, Hedman, Carlson.
I think Burns has it.
Yeah. Lady Baines, Goudreau, Tarasenko, Granlin.
Tarasenko, I hope.
And what else? I think there's a couple more that I haven't seen yet.
Well, isn't it like the King Clancy, or did that get renamed?
I don't know.
And then there's that Messier Leadership Award.
These are the only ones that I've heard of so far.
Now, who do you think wins the Hart?
It's hard to argue against McDavid. I mean, literally almost 50% of the points on this team were to him. He was the most valuable player for his team.
Well, I looked at it in two ways. One, can you tell me a player who had a better season in any other position?
Well, no.
If you took McDavid off the Oilers, they definitely are 104 points, and they definitely don't make the playoffs.
Yeah. Look at last year. Hurt half season, they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah. They also didn't have a lot of...
True, season. But...
However...
they played noticeably better when he
was... No,
there.
But I mean, that's the thing. McDavid plays his first 82-game season. He gets 100 points, leads the league in scoring. They have the best year in 10 years. He's a major factor. I think hands down. I honestly think if Connor McDavid does not win the Hart, this is a signal of how screwed up the NHL is.
Yeah. You know who's not going to win the Hart? The Boston Bruins fans.
Yeah.
They were awful. Yeah. And it's kind of funny.
Well, this is a Black Art Award.
Yeah, because they're just throwing garbage and trying to steal the senator's sticks.
Well, wouldn't you want a free stick?
Yeah.
Maybe not a Bruins, because they don't know how to use them either.
Yeah.
But shots fired.
I'm not in that app right now. Shots fired.
The San Jose Sharks fan threw popcorn on the Oilers bench.
That's pretty funny.
After the McDavid's awesome empty net goal.
Yes, with 0.3 seconds left.
Yeah. His knees and he backhands it through guys. I mean, sick.
Yeah, yeah. You know who could get the Hart Trophy? Almost all of the NHL sound people. Because I've heard at least one theme song for a WWE superstar at every playoff game that I've watched. That's awesome.
You know, until they play Tag Struggles theme, they all lose.
Well, okay. If they do that, that team I will instantly start cheering for.
Unless it's Calgary or Toronto.
As a second. No, you know what? Even if they play...
Fuck them both.
right in the pussy.
America.
But yeah, I think that's pretty sweet that they DIY's theme song got played a lot, actually. Especially in Washington, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah. At least, like, I don't know. I know somebody needs to play Ty Dillinger's theme.
I agree. Toronto, Mr. Chance. That would have been.
Or perfect. Bobby Roode.
Yeah, I agreed.
Like, if that's not a step, like, as soon as a team wins a cup, if Glorious comes on, instant win.
Oh, yeah. Switch now to IIHF Worlds. I have the list here, the players for Canada.
Okay.
So, in goal, they have Eric Comrie and Calvin Picard.
Yeah, that's weak.
Yeah. Defense, they have Tyson Barry, Calvin DeHaan, Jason Demers, Michael Matheson, and Josh Morrissey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do know who he is. I just, yeah, again, I mean, clearly not a lot of people wanted to play in this.
Forwards, Sean Couturier, Matt Duchene, Claude Giroux, Alex Killorn, Travis Cornersey. That guy there, I know he played for fucking Sarnia Sting. I never know how to say his last name.
Didn't he play for the Blackhawks at one point?
Probably.
Konecki?
Konecki, yeah, sure.
Konecki sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right. Ryan O'Reilly, Nathan MacKinnon, Braden Point. That's surprising. I mean, it's only his first year, but good for him. Mark Scheifele, Wayne Simmonds, and Jeff Skinner.
Skinner!
Forward, we're okay. Defense and goalie.
I don't know. I mean, I still think I'm not. If a lot of people made such a big stink about not going to the Olympics, if you're fine and you still wanted to play hockey, go to this.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of players that have name value that said no for no reason.
Yo, 100% agreed, yeah.
And, like, come on.
The only other thing I have for hockey is that linesman in the Dennis Weidman incident last year filed a $10 million lawsuit because he's got neck injury, back injuries, he's got anxiety.
A year later, you're hurt?
Well, I mean, granted, he probably filed this earlier and it finally went through, but he finished the game, he finished the season, then filed for it.
Okay, one, and you got hit by a flame. Like, come on, man up.
Yeah, that was just pathetic.
I mean, as much as that was inexcusable for what Weidman did, I mean...
Do we think overall this is like he's gonna, you know, win? This is worth it?
It's a settlement.
Hell no.
It's a settlement lawsuit. Oh, that's what this is. And I think this is a scam.
Yeah, all he wants is. Just wants a little bit of money.
But so did the chick who said that Patrick Kane raped her.
Was that the same one that said Evander Kane? Because I'd actually believe that.
No, it's the one whose mom ratted her out by mistake. Because, you know, they really schemed that one out well.
Yeah.
Oh, Patrick Kane.
Burn!
As soon as he's about to make $10.5 million, I'll now say he touched me in inexcusable places.
Like, you probably did, but you probably liked it.
You know, I mean... What's your point?
Exactly.
No, but
that's what she sounded like.
But at the end of the day, it's like, come on, man. Yeah. It's like, seriously, like, get a job.
Yeah.
Or, like, be good at your job.
I agree.
Shouldn't have been standing there.
She deserves what she was wearing.
Well, I'm talking about the referee.
That too. Yeah. She deserves what she was wearing.
I mean, chick's a hoe bag, so I don't care about her.
I don't have a lot for WWE. Just Eva Marie's leaving.
Yay!
Simon Gotch changed his name.
Who cares?
Corbin suspended for a week in a work
thing. That's an angle.
Thing. Yeah, it's an angle. Yeah. I didn't watch SmackDown this week yet because I've been working nights all week.
Fantastic.
I heard it was really good. I watched Raw. Fuck, do I regret that?
Yeah.
That was just a waste of time. It was terrible.
See, I watched the series finale of Bates Motel instead. What a good call.
That's not a blown call. It's a good call.
Yeah, blown calls are bad calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's... wouldn't expect anybody to listen to a blown call.
No. No, me neither.
But you know where you can listen to a blown call? So on the Edmonton SPN.
I agree. Wait. I have music for this. Hang on. We're about to do some advertising. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seinfeld makes everything better. So when you go on to Edmonton SPN, listen to us on, what is it, once a week, Thursdays. We have it come out. We are the headline of that entire program, network.
Yeah, you gotta turn this off.
It's too distracting. I try, but it
very much is.
So good, though.
No, it's because, like, you gotta have Jerry Seinfeld do stand-up after, or else it just it doesn't fit.
Fair enough.
I mean, what is...
What's the deal with
peanut butter?
Exactly.
I mean, first it has nuts, now it has no nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, I know it wasn't funny, but neither is Jerry Seinfeld, so I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, Seinfeld's funny.
Not now.
Oh, no. I've never seen him stand-up, so I can't say.
Yeah, well, he's out on a chair half the time.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm just kidding.
But anyways, Edmonton SPN. Listen to us and all other things at Edmonton SPN.
Yeah, and you can go to Google Play, iTunes, Podbean. Make sure you search Edmonton SPN.
There's YouTube stuff now. You can listen to us on YouTube. We're pretty much, like, a big deal.
Oh, my God. If you don't know who we are, then we don't think you're cool at all. And you're probably a monk or something.
And?
Fuck off!
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Only if monks said that.
Yeah, no, most of them don't talk, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah. They're horrible at socials.
Yes. Yeah, I fully agree. But really? If you need clothing, however, there is a website you can go to. Whatamaneuver.net.
That's true. And if you were to go on this website, whatamaneuver.net, and you were to say, I don't know, check out the Edmonton SPN shop page, what would you find?
You'd find such things as vintage OWE gear and current... Struggle versus Everyone.
Yes. And,
wow.
Yeah. Right?
Wow, indeed.
I mean, that guy knows it.
Yeah. And you can buy it for a super low price of, I believe, $22.50. And it's just like, at the end of it, you're like, the Illuminati, they're involved. How can they not be? It's too good of a price. Especially for gear of this caliber.
The Illuminati, that's the X-Files.
But the truth is out there. That's what I'm getting at.
Out there, it's right here.
Yes.
We are the truth.
Goddamn right.
So, yeah.
Oh, Jack Adams Awards just announced. Take a guess.
I'm gonna go with Babcock.
Yeah.
Tortorella.
Yeah.
Ooh, McClellan.
Very good.
Yeah.
Who wins?
I think Tortorella gets it, but I do think McClellan should.
Yeah, I agree. All three of them could be arguments, because they all went from the bottom of the barrel to damn near the top.
Okay, nobody improved better than the Oilers, for one. Not even the Leafs. So they can suck a gigantic blue and white dick.
Fair enough.
Because, one, did the Leafs... Okay, we were the second worst team last year, and then we almost won our division. At 104 points. Biggest point difference in one year from last year to this year. Look it up.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, you damn right. Two. I mean, honestly, screw them both.
Yeah.
Go Oil.
Think of it this way. It's the Leafs.
Huh. Yeah, screw you, Jack Pride.
Okay. Yeah.
And Sydney Steele.
That's what we think of you.
And Grover.
Yeah, Grover Green. That is your real name.
Yeah.
Your government-issued one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is kind of green.
It's because he likes to recycle.
What a loser.
Well, he does like police. Well, oh well.
I don't know how that ties in, but I like it.
You're having way too much
fun. Way too much fun with this.
So, yeah, so,
That's it for that.
Well, no, because, no, I was going to stay with the awards, too, because I do think, I still don't understand... Why Cam Talbot isn't considered in the Vezina?
I don't know. I didn't make the awards.
To be honest, did Carey Price have that much better of a season than him? I don't think so. I don't even think he had a better season at all.
No, I agree.
And I don't think, like, I don't understand what Oscar Clefbaum needs to do to get Lady Bing nomination here. Come on.
Well, why would he get one? Do tell.
Because he deserves it. Enough said.
Well, yeah. We deserve the title, like all the titles in MPW. Do we have them? No.
Yeah, that'll change, though.
Well, maybe it'll change for Clefbaum, too.
I mean, but we can just, like, beat up these guys and then get those titles. I mean, Clefbaum just can't go around beating people up. That's illegal. We can do this in wrestling because it's legal in wrestling.
I guess that's
true. Wrestling is awesome.
Yeah, I guess.
Not to mention, the guy who has the title is an idiot.
That's true.
Irishman.
Actually, I caught up with Tyler James the other day.
Why?
I just wanted to have a little interview with him about how things are going and, you know.
Why?
Well, I want to see what he's doing to prepare for a rematch in this coming month. Against myself and Sean Martins.
He does sound stupid enough to actually tell you what he's doing.
Here, I'm gonna play you a little excerpt of my little interview with him.
Get the fuck out of the room! I'm playing Minecraft!
And that's about all I got out of him.
And now what did he say?
Dude! Dick!
Come on, it had to be said.
You know what you are?
Penis!
Yeah, you and Eric Carlson are both penises.
Cool. I'm Swedish now.
Swedish chef.
Check out my meatballs, ladies.
Shut up!
But on a serious note, we will destroy him this coming month. It's going to happen.
Oh, speaking of the chick behind the dumpster, what up, Shark Club?
Yeah, you guys are going to get fondled. Your balls are going to get fondled.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Basically what I'm saying is...
Run.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We did an hour before this episode.
Yeah.
How, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, back, I guess. Let's go back to the wrestling, because that is what we do.
That is what we do. This past Monday night, Raw was terrible.
Well, I was going to go with more locally, like the stuff that we're involved in.
Oh, well, we can do that too, but I just want to say that.
May 6th is the next Monster Pro Wrestling show.
Yep.
Where, I face Jack Pride in a Leo Burke qualifying match.
So you're going to the Leo Burke Cup.
Again. Yeah.
Again.
I'm getting my cup back. You and Sean Martins are going to get the tag titles back.
Tag title again.
Yeah.
It's the second month in a row.
Yeah. So, right.
Jeez. I guess that'll technically make us three-time champions, won't it?
Well, you, yeah.
Well, I count you. It's a struggle. When one struggle member wins, we all win.
Yeah, but I
when the puck drops, we all drop.
I won the titles before you. Before. I would have one.
You have never lived before me. Fuck your previous life.
Yeah. Yeah, that tag title is deleted.
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough. But anyway. But also, in the CWC, your boy beat up a guy named Alexander Price.
Got all up in his grill, and you're all like,
"Surprise, motherfucker!"
I just said the price is wrong, bitch.
Well, either way.
And yeah, now they have this thing called the Canada Cup. They'll be facing Jack Pride again.
So you're gonna basically win two cups because of Jack Pride.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's funny. He's a Leafs fan. You'll see no cups. How funny is that?
That's really funny.
Yeah, well, it's ironic, is what it is.
It's true, really.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Jack Pride has no cups. What a girl.
He wears Jills. He doesn't wear jocks.
Yeah, he's like, what's that Adam Sandler movie where everybody thought his daughter was a dude? That's Jack
Pride. I know what you're talking about. He's a guy. Blended.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. Jack Pride, you're the daughter that people thought were a dude. Except in real life, you're a dude everybody thinks is a girl.
Yeah. Take that.
Sucka.
Yeah.
And, I don't even know what that said.
Double kill.
Okay.
I thought it'd be louder. That's a fail on my part.
Yeah.
Fail on my part. Yeah.
Next time, just put the thing to the microphone.
It's plugged into my truck.
Then put this thing by the speaker. Same thing.
So, sticking with local wrestling, in a sense, WWE's coming back.
Yes.
Maybe we'll show up and we'll see what happens.
I think we need to talk to a certain Ring of Honor alumni about getting us, you know, access. Just basically saying, I should text my buddy Adam Pearce and see if, you know, he needs, I know, a fresh tag team.
Yeah, I agree. So, I've been training.
Yeah, me too. I've been drinking a lot of beers. I'm ready.
Yeah. Double fisting, you know, doing the bicep curls.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I think we're ready.
Right. I mean, bring us in, coach.
I mean, Monday Night Raw doesn't have the strongest tag division. I mean, we could definitely help out.
I mean, who do they have? Revival's out.
Yeah, they have the Good Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, that's about it.
I guess the Hardys.
Yeah, screw
By
them.
By default.
They're old.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it, really. Oh. I mean, they have...
Cass?
I was saying, actually, I kind of like Sheamus and Cesaro now. They're starting to grow on me.
Yeah, but they wear skirts now.
Well, not all of us can be manly and pretty.
Well, they can't, but that's not our
fault.
Well,
they're just pretty, not manly. They're pretty manly.
You think Sheamus is pretty?
He's pretty manly. Well, no, he's not.
Well, then which one of them is man pretty?
Cesaro. His bald head is man pretty.
He does look like Jason Statham.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is a Swiss Bond.
Bet you he has a Swiss Bond watch.
I wonder what kind of watch he would wear.
Omega?
The
ones that were used in the Bond films? Yeah, I can see it.
Probably has the one that has like a laser attached to it. That's probably why his suit's ripped in half. It has nothing to do with the strength.
No, absolutely. Just he cuts it in half. And
or the fact
somehow that doesn't destroy himself.
He doesn't also sell them like that. So.
Speaking of Omega, you see that he's apparently really pissed at, what's his name, Seth Rollins for stolen finisher?
Oh, Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. Why don't you sign with WWE and do it yourself?
A lot of people are signing with Omega, and it's like, but no one else in WWE does that. So,
oh, because I mean, should anybody tell the Young Bucks, "Hey, Sean, sorry, we stole your super kick"?
Apparently, that's different.
Yeah, I guess it's different when you know.
Yeah, when indie people do it, it's different. Yeah. Apparently, but no. So. The way I see it, it's. No one else does something like that. So, I mean, and a lot of people that watch WWE don't watch the independents.
Well, I mean, I would assume Seth Rollins does. I mean, he did come from the independents.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? Honestly, like, why not? No one else does it. I mean, how many moves can you create nowadays? Everything's been done.
Well, I mean, I created the parachute.
Okay, so you're the last one to create something.
Right.
The last one.
I had to.
But really, no one, like, there's not enough new moves. Like, you see something that no one else in your area is using, you take it.
I mean, it's like, just Kenny Omega must do moves more, like other people like did, like do on TV.
Oh yeah, I seen him do a super kick.
There you go. I mean, now does he steal Dolph Ziggler's move?
Which one?
Exactly. My point exactly.
I saw him do a headlock once too.
Oh my God! What a thief.
I know.
What should we do with these people? Millennials, I tell you.
I don't think he's a millennial.
It's a hypocritical thing.
Sure.
It's funny.
Sure.
Because I think we're both technically millennials.
See, I need clarification on the millennial. I thought it was people that were born, like, in, like, late 90s, early 2000s.
So I was a millennial. I heard 80s.
No, okay.
I think by, like, I don't know. Yeah. I just think the whole topic is stupid. I just think
the way it was explained to me was that anybody who's born basically like 97 for some reason and onward, like they're around the time of, holy Jesus Christ, there's a brigade of cops that are on the...
On bikes?
On bikes.
That is great. That's the sound of the police! That's the sound of the police! Well, what happened? Did somebody steal their car?
I guess, yeah.
Did they go on their bells and be like, you're arrested. Breep, yeah.
They all had, like, Russian, like, those woolly Russian
Can we pull
hats.
Them over being on their cell phones on a bike and be like, huh?
This is a citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to text and pedal.
Yeah. You know what? That's technically distracted driving.
Yeah. You're in the wrong gear to send a freaking text, man.
You're going to jail, sucker.
Yeah. Distracted biking, man.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of those, like, bad cops that can't, like, you can't drive a car. Like, here's a bike.
Wow, that would be really, really...
Like,
that'd be like a shot right to the ego. Right, to the testicular region.
It's like Mark Wahlberg getting that wooden gun.
No, that was Will Ferrell and the other guys. It was still funny.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though. Really funny. Good movie.
So, anyway, moving back to stealing finishers. No, I mean, everybody borrows moves from time to time.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, give me a break here. So.
Give me a belt.
Give me a belt. Yeah, that hasn't been done either.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know what the big deal is.
I mean, if anything, it's paying tribute.
The funny thing is, too, is that Kenny Omega, the move that they're in question, he used it once, and it was a play on the guy he was facing's move. That's the funny part.
Now, like, did he actually complain about it, or is it just something
not outwardly, officially, but he made a comment about it, and people were like, oh, he's passing. It's like, shut up.
Oh, so the internet took it too far.
Apparently, he is upset, but he's just, like, not really showing it. I don't know.
I'm sure he'll play a video game and get over it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, who cares? I mean, it's not like... You know, I get mad at AJ Styles for saying he has the best drop kick, because we all know that's not true.
No, you have the best drop kick. Mm-hmm. Of all the time.
All the time.
All the
time. Suck it, phenomenal one.
Yeah, you're not phenomenal. You're, like, average at best.
Your drop kick isn't phenomenal compared to mine.
Exactly.
Actually, it kind of is.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's better than most.
Well, I mean, it's a solid number two.
Solid two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and everybody likes a solid number two. I mean, they feel good.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily come out easy.
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on your fiber intake, really.
I mean, I always like to push a solid number two.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you challenge your number ones.
I agree.
So...
It's the worst when they come out at the same time.
I know, right? Speaking of which...
I want to see where this is going.
Pushing someone who I don't think should be pushed, Jinder Mahal.
Oh, I think he should be pushed, just...
I think the main event, right up the bat, might not be the best way.
I can see what you're saying there, but I like the fact that, again, SmackDown's trying something different.
Yes. However... I still think you could do something different by not necessarily going over the edge. I think Jinder Mahal maybe in the under the U.S. title makes a lot more sense, especially when you give the thing where he's saying the people are disrespecting him and how he's going to take back his respect. I mean, now if you put this onto the title for like the United States title, and he's telling the people of the United States. I mean, to me, there's a lot more power, and there's a lot more to that.
I think the only reason they might not have done that is because not too long ago, Rusev just did that.
Yeah, but, I mean, isn't WWE famous for insulting their fans and their intelligence?
That is true.
So.
That is true. That's why, on June 16th, we're going to go see them. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Raw, not SmackDown.
That's true. Speaking of which, how many tickets should we get? Should we talk about that after?
Yeah. I mean, we don't want all these people like heckling us for tickets.
Send us a tweet if you want to come with. We promise you're not coming with us because you suck.
Yeah, unless you're a hot female, you can't come with us.
Or you're Shawn Martins. You can come with us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously.
I'm just saying.
I mean, struggle is loud.
Yeah.
And any struggle women, except for ours. Well, mine. Yours can come. She likes wrestling.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
She just can't...
Sometimes.
You know, she just can't, you know, act like she did last time.
What, cry when Bailey comes out?
No, afterwards.
Ah, yes.
Yes, we know.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean. Nobody else does.
I know for which you speak.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
And if anybody's going to Beercade, we're going.
This time?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because I want to go to Beercade.
Where is it?
I don't know. I was hoping you would know.
Yeah, I would probably figure that out before. Probably, we got some time.
Probably White Ave.
Ugh. Yeah.
You don't have to drive. We'll make Sean Martin's drive.
Oh, okay.
It's a win-win.
Hey.
All right. So, yeah. And, well, okay, one thing I do want to talk about, I mean, the NFL draft is coming up.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm an NFL guy.
I dabble.
You like a team.
Yeah, I dabble.
You don't necessarily know how to spell NFL.
Yeah, no.
It's like a silent K or somewhere.
Yeah, it's a KHL or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But no, my Saints also, right before the NFL draft, signed Adrian Peterson.
Really?
Yeah, do your deal.
Huh. I thought he died.
Yeah, I me too. You know, not really sure what to expect on that one. He's been plagued with injuries lately. But
Plagued.
He also, not too long ago, was considered the best running back in the business. So here's hoping. He's only 32.
That's it?
Yeah, he's still young. But, I mean, it is football.
Yeah.
So, 32 can be old. But he now has a good quarterback giving him the ball. So, yeah, here's hoping.
That's a first.
Yeah, I mean, because also now what brought out Minnesota Vikings.
Are retarded.
Not, from the sounds of it, they're not picking up Teddy Bridgewater's option on his fifth year.
Wow.
Yeah. So, maybe they're going to stick with Sam Bradford. I think that company's stupid.
Yeah, just like that guy right there.
He's kicking a skateboard, probably because he doesn't know how to use one.
Bitch, you dumb.
Yeah. I think that skateboard is for somebody half his size, too. I mean, the skateboard is literally maybe like 2 feet long.
That guy dumb.
I wanted to see that fat guy on it. That'd been funny though.
We need to do a Facebook live.
Because that guy's like 2 feet tall and he's like 8 feet wide.
We definitely need to do a Facebook live thing because we see a lot of interesting shit when we do these podcasts.
Oh my lord.
Is this your lord?
Yeah. Well,
who's your lord?
Can't talk about him.
Gotcha. He who shall not be blamed.
Yeah, I mean, by law I'm not allowed to reveal his name.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
I'm excited for the NFL draft. I mean,
honestly, I'm not a fan of drafts. Yeah, like, even the NHL draft, not a fan.
Yeah, but to me, there's always a lot of stuff going on around the draft.
Yeah, I guess.
So, I mean, for the NFL, it's not really always about the draft. It's all about the potential of what's happening too. I mean, so that's kind of what I like. And I think the NHL nowadays, their draft is becoming a little bit more, okay, we have the trade deadline, then we have the draft. Because you see a lot of trades happen on the draft.
Yeah, that's true.
Baseball, probably the dumbest draft that nobody understands.
Speaking of which, Blue Jays suck.
Yes, Blue Jays do suck. That's why we have not talked about them since.
Yeah, they are just something awful. They're a little bit of awful.
However, Buddy did have a nice slide home the other day.
Is that the one where he jumped over the guy?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was good.
Was he with the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
So they've done one good thing this year.
Yeah.
Good for them.
That was a pretty sick slide, though.
It wasn't even like a slide. It was like a dive.
He dove and then rolled.
It was like a suicide dive.
No, I mean, he didn't Benoit that dive.
On his head?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It's the sound of the police. apparently Scott Steiner's coming back to Impact Wrestling.
He did come back to Impact Wrestling.
Wow. Also, Crazy Steve, who was one of the few over there I like, apparently he's left.
Yeah, you know why?
NXT?
Offered a WWE contract.
That's cool.
So
I like his gimmick. I think he'd do well on
WWE. Now he'll be...
He was actually trained by Eric Young. Maybe he'll join Sanity.
Yeah, I mean, that or even Bray Wyatt. I think something like that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I mean, that way you can kind of keep the character along. And I don't know. And also Maria Kanellis and Mike Bennett apparently are joining WWE.
I met both of them. Really nice people.
Maria, quite hot. I very much enjoyed her Playboy episode.
She's in Playboy?
You're like, I like men now.
I like boys!
this is going off the rails.
Well, we were challenged by our editor, Mike the Ref, to...
I don't think this was much of an answer to the challenge, though. We weren't that off the map.
9/11 was a hoax. There.
I did it. I did it for the run.
I was the second gunman on the grassy knoll. Yeah. Out of all religions in the world, Christianity won. That one's actually true, you think.
Yeah, they did win.
Not even just, you know, who has more people, blah, blah, blah. How do we go by time and years? It's B.C. and A.D., before Christ, after death. The Christians won. There's no argument. Wow, we got really randomly deep. I don't like it. Let's stop this. I don't like it.
I was thinking about catworms. I don't know what.
What the hell's a catworm?
I don't know. But it sounded a lot more interesting than religion.
Fair enough.
So.
There's only one true, or two true gods. The hockey gods and the wrestling gods. Hockey gods have a sick sense of humor.
And we are the wrestling gods. Because we are Tag Struggle.
We're real.
And we're spectacular! Later, bitches!
Bitch ass!
And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the thing shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just let